The sky ladder. It wasn't there when she had left the previous evening, but when Taylor arrived that morning, there it was. Where had it come from? Where did it lead? There was only one way to find out. Slowly, step by step, Taylor made her way up the ladder until she saw a land with toadstools for houses and a huge castle, probably where the fairy queen lives. Suddenly, a fairy appeared. "Hello, my name is Flora, and I would like you to do a job for me. Here are your pets, Fluffy and Glitter Rose. They will help you with any drama." "Okay, so the problem is that Puck, the evil villain, is destroying our village, and we need your help to stop this from happening." "Okay, so do I start now?" "Oh, not yet, Taylor. I am going to give you real wings to keep. All you have to do to put them on is say, 'To make me up so high, pink wings, come to me to fly.'" "Okay. Oh, and also your friend Lily is going to come to Magic Land as well. She is going to help you with the job." "Was it you who let the ladder down?" asked Taylor. "Oh, yes," said Flora. "You can come to the castle to live while you do the job. It's time for me to let down the ladder for Lily to come. Sorry, I have to go and put down the ladder. Hey, Lily, can you do the job for me with me? Girls, time to do the job. Set off, girls. Here is a map where you can always know where he is. Taylor, it says he is at the fairy castle. Do you know where that is?" "Yes, I do, Lily. It's right behind us." "Oh no. We still have to go." "I can't believe he's in the fairy castle. We have to do the pin. We have to go all the way back to Flora," groaned Taylor. "Wait, Taylor, I think I've found something." What is it?" "It's this pet guard thing." "What do you want?" "Oh, we're Flora's friends. Any proof?" "Yes. Can I see, please?" "Okay. Yes, yes, that is proof. Let me see. Yes, you are on her list. You may come in." "Whoa, it's beautiful. Taylor, I think we have a problem." "Yes, I think we do. Puck is right behind us." "Ha, ha, ha. Did you really think you could get away with that?" "Not really. I didn't need an answer, girl. So are you ready to battle?" "Yes, we are," said Taylor. "Brave girl. So, if you lose, I can destroy Flora's village. And if you win, I go home. Deal? Deal. Get ready then. To make me up so high, pink wings, come to me to fly," whispered Taylor. "And Lily. One's out. Go. Boomabangle," shouted Puck, pointing his wand at Taylor. "Ouch, my wing. Sour lemon," said Lily quite loudly. Now 10 flying lemons were squirting sour lemon juice into Puck's eyes. "Miniature," shouted Taylor. That made Puck into a miniature. "Butter sticks," whispered Puck. "Venus flytrap," whispered Puck. "Taylor, help, I'm trapped in a gigantic Venus flytrap." "No, I can't." "Aquarium," shouted Taylor. That made a giant aquarium burst on top of Puck, and piranhas were biting him everywhere. "Ouch, ouch," Ouch, whispered Puck. I quit, shouted Puck on top of all the noise. Quit fight, aquarium. Quit fight, flytrap. Quit fight, miniature. We won, Taylor, shouted Lily. Just then, out of nowhere, Flora appeared. Well done, girls. You will each be given special awards for your great work. Shoo, Puck. Flora, I just wanted to say sorry. Well, I will come back to the good side. Thank you, Puck. How very nice of you. I just realised how bad it is to be on the dark side. Award time, and with a wave of her wand, there appeared two of the most magical wands of all time. Thank you so much, Flora, said Lily and Taylor. You're welcome, girls. Sorry, but I have to send you home now. Bye, bye, bye. And with a wave of her wand, they were off just like that. The end.